KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
1 minute after 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies and 58 degrees. Looking forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department yesterday announced that playgrounds, shelters, and the skate park all will be reopened on Monday, June 1st. The Parks and Rec Department is asking users to continue to use social distancing, however, and follow other CDC guidelines within the parks in order to have fun and be safe. Also, the City of Oakland Mayor Brent Miller issued a letter to residents yesterday saying that following the special session of the City Council Wednesday night, the decision was made not to reopen the city pool in Oakland for the 2020 season. The closure is not necessary due to the pandemic, he said, but due to a lack of lifeguard applicants to operate the pool this season. The city, he said, advertised for lifeguards for nearly a three-month period and only received three applications. Miller said, "We cannot safely operate the pool with only three guards. It was our intention to open up the pool and follow CDC guidelines for disinfection in relation to the COVID-19 virus, but after discussion, the council voted 5-0 to close the pool for the 2020 season due to lack of guards to safely operate it." Miller said the goal of the council and himself is to resume normal pool operations for the summer of 2021. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department today reports 31-year-old Lance Keaton Wood of Lexington, Missouri, was arrested Thursday morning in Creston on a warrant for failure to appear April 30th on a prior charge of public intoxication. Wood was seen by the Union County Magistrate, pled guilty, and was released. Police said also a man residing in the 800 block of North Spruce Street reported Wednesday that someone had keyed the passenger side of his 2014 Toyota Tundra pickup. The damage was estimated at $200. A man and woman from Omaha were arrested Wednesday night in Council Bluffs following the pursuit of a stolen vehicle. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department reports that deputies assisted in the chase as the vehicle, a 2010 Ford F-150, entered Iowa on Interstate 480. The vehicle was stopped on River Road and taken into custody for felony eluding and theft of motor vehicle was 32-year-old Brandon Lee McKinley, who was also charged with possession of a firearm or offensive weapon by a felon. His bond was set at $15,000. And 35-year-old Jerry Ray Stabler also faces theft of motor vehicle charges and possession of firearm or offensive weapon by a felon. Her bond was set at $10,000. And at around 12:30 a.m. Thursday, Pott County deputies arrested 30-year-old Ross Michael Weaver of Missouri Valley following a pursuit over a protection order violation. Weaver was taken into custody in a 21,000 block of Old Lincoln Highway on a felony charge of theft in the second degree, motor vehicle, eluding, domestic abuse assault by strangulation or bodily injury, violation of a no-contact order, contempt of court, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Weaver's bond was set at $7,300 altogether. Dwayne and Terry Vennerberg, a lifelong residents of the Stanton area, are bringing a Swedish-American coffee house named Fika Coffeehus to Stanton's downtown bar, or downtown that is, later this year, according to Stanton Community Development Director Jenna Ramsey. The coffee shop, bakery, and pop-up space will be located at 313 Broad Avenue in Stanton. The community has always been known for its Swedish traditions, including the tradition of inviting people over for a cup of coffee. Ramsey said the tradition is important to continue in the Stanton community and is important to its culture. Terry Vennerberg says this is certainly an exciting adventure for us and something we want to make part of the fabric of the community. I'm sure many know this, she said, but for those who don't, fika is a Swedish verb which means to meet over coffee, and that is what we want to bring to our area. We will offer a comfortable place to meet with friends over handcrafted coffees and teas along with tasty bakery treats and the Wi-Fi as well and the items from a variety of vendors. The building is owned by the Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, or FMTC, which will rent the space to the Vennerbergs for the coffee adventure after construction and remodeling is complete late this summer or early in the fall. The Fika Coffee Hosts will offer many opportunities, including specialty coffees, including Stanton's own coffee, baked goods, cooking classes, and items by area vendors. The goal is to have a variety of items for purchase, but also provide pop-up space to area vendors to promote their local entrepreneurs. Officials of the Atlantic Rotary Club report this spring the annual Rotary High School Senior Recognition, like many of the spring activities, was canceled, but that didn't prevent the organization from acknowledging the individuals that have received Rotary scholarships. 2020 Rotary scholarships were presented to Connor Church, Catherine Saluk, and Zachary McKay. Church was the recipient of the club's Community College Vocational Scholarship. Saluk received the Atlantic Rotary Club four-year university or college academic scholarship. And McKay was the recipient of the Atlantic Rotary Club Rex Borman Memorial four-year university or college academic scholarship. Each of those scholarships is valued at $2,000. In other news, a construction worker who was electrocuted and fell from a building is suing the city of Sibley, Iowa, in northwest part of the state. Victor Maldonado of Worthington, Minnesota, and his wife contend the city knew a high-voltage power line did not meet safety codes and was a danger to those working near it. The couple is seeking more than $75,000 in damages. Worthington was working on the roof of a building in September of 2018 when the power line sent a current through his body, causing him to fall 20 feet to an alley below. He suffered severe electrical burns, fractures, a brain injury, and blindness in one eye. Also, authorities spend much of Thursday digging in a Waterloo suburb, apparently looking for evidence in a month-long search for a missing Arizona man and his stepdaughter, who are believed to have been murdered. Elwin Huffman reports.
The property being searched is at the end of Timber Oak Road, a cul-de-sac in a quiet Evansdale neighborhood. Officials dressed in white hazmat suits carrying shovels and digging equipment could be seen near a chicken coop on the undeveloped property. The FBI and officers from several local agencies were involved in the search. Late Thursday afternoon, police in Chino Valley, Arizona, confirmed the digging was connected to the disappearance of 45-year-old David Batten and 28-year-old Alyssa Landry, who have been missing since April 19th. Landry's boyfriend, 24-year-old Mitchell Minx, formerly of Waterloo, is a person of interest in the Arizona homicide case. On April 28th, he was arrested on unrelated charges at a rural Waterloo home. I'm Owen Huffman, Evansdale.
Authorities say two pets belonging to Landry were found in Waterloo last month, and her missing vehicle is also believed to be in the Waterloo area. And finally, in state news, Tyson Foods has decided to temporarily halt operations at its pork processing plant in Storm Lake. Ryan Thompson reports.
The closure is due in part to a delay in COVID-19 testing results and team member absences related to quarantine and other factors. Tyson will idle harvesting animals and finish processing over the next 2 days. Additional deep cleaning and sanitizing of the entire facility will be conducted before resuming operations later next week. A COVID-19 outbreak was confirmed at the Storm Lake Tyson pork plant on Thursday. From Storm Lake, I'm Ryan Thompson.
The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.